a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends, from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
Hey, this is Brendan Canning from Broken Social Scene. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake-Up Call. I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m. What I just had playing was Inhaler with It Won't Always Be Like This. I wanted to keep the Irish going, so what I have up next is Fontaines D.C. with Bug, and then not Irish anymore, but I feel like they should be Irish. It is Turnstile with I Care.
I come into it. I swear it, I wanted to call, but on my way around, I have
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. What I just had playing was Summer Lakes by Land of Talk. And then before that, it was Death and Romance by Magdalena Bay from their album that came out last September, maybe last August, Imagal Disc. And then before that, it was I Care by Turnstile and Bug by Fontaines DC. I've had this Magdalena Bay album like on repeat since it came out. I feel like it's like heavier, it's less indie rock, heavier on like indie pop type stuff, but I feel like it's a very hit after hit, banger after banger album. I wasn't really into Magdalena Bay before, but Queen's Album Club, we did a review like the first week for the meetings last year, and I was like, oh my god, I love this album and I'm obsessed and it's great and it's sick and it's awesome. I still haven't really done a deep dive into the rest of their discog, but like I definitely should. I just get lazy sometimes, especially when people tell me like, oh, you should listen to this or you should watch this. I'm like, well, I don't want to now because you told me to watch it. Which I was actually having a conversation earlier about that, where it's like people tell me to watch things or listen to a song or do something, and I'm sort of I think I have like oppositional defiance where it's like, oh, you told me to watch this, I don't want to watch it now. Like my dad keeps telling me to watch The X-Files, and I'm like, I know I'll like The X-Files because I like Twin Peaks, but because so many people have told me to watch The X-Files, I don't want to watch The X-Files anymore. Like I will eventually watch it, of course. Who do you think I am? Like, I'm not gonna deprive myself of pop culture, but I'm still like, well, I don't want to watch it. Who do you think I am? I don't want to watch it. Like, come on. I have other things to rewatch. Like, come on. Because it's fall, I have been rewatching, which I do every year since like 2021. I rewatch Over the Garden Wall, which is just like, it's got Elijah Wood in it. It's like a, I think it's Cartoon Network. It's each episode is like 10 minutes and it's super fall. It's like these two kids go over this like garden wall and then they're in this weird sort of fall land, and each episode there's different stories and they're just trying to get home. It's very fun. It's very like Little Red Riding Hood-esque, fall-esque. It's really cool. I highly recommend it. I can usually like binge it in a day because there's like 10 episodes and each are 10 minutes. So it's very, obviously it's a kid's show, but I do watch it every year for the fall because it's so like, I need a cup of hot apple cider and Over the Garden Wall and I'll be happy. So like, don't tell me to watch X-Files. I'm watching Over the Garden Wall right now. Sorry guys. Anyway, what I have up next is Finn Wolfhard with Choose the Ladder, and then Only You by Mac DeMarco. This is, I know I said I was heavy on indie rock. This is a little bit less indie rock. The Finn Wolfhard song, yeah, I guess like it is indie rock, but to me, like Mac DeMarco doesn't feel like rock, if that makes sense. Like it's just like indie alternative. But I'm hoping you get the vibes that I'm setting. Anyway, I'll stop yapping for a minute. I hope you guys enjoy. There was a choice.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning, broadcasting at 8 a.m. from CFRC 101.9. I'm hoping to brighten up your day, make Mondays a little bit less Monday. Maybe you can have a chuckle and a guffaw and a laugh in the morning with just the way I talk, I hope. What I just had playing was Only You by Mac DeMarco, and then before that, it was Choose the Ladder by Finn Wolfhard. Very stacked Canadians. I feel like I sometimes struggle finding Canadian artists, and then I'm like, I discover that they're Canadian. I was saying recently that I discovered that Mac DeMarco was Canadian, which was like, how did I not know for so long? But he is from, I believe he's from Edmonton, so he's an Albertan local like myself, although I did not spend a lot of my life in Alberta. I grew up, so I was about 10 in Calgary, and then moved to Boston, and then moved to the good old GTA, and now I'm in Kingston, obviously. So I don't like to categorize myself as an Albertan, because, like, I'm not. I don't know what I would categorize myself as. I'm just a wanderer, a lone wanderer on this desolate plain. Speaking of desolate plain, I was just home for the weekend. It was my friend's, well, two of my friends' birthdays, and then so I got to, like, see them, spend some time with them. Happy 21st to two of my best friends. Insane that their birthdays are so close together. It's, like, September 23rd and September 29th. Makes my life a little easier. It makes it easier to remember. It's not like I have to, like, be like, oh, one's in March and one's in, I don't know, August or something like that. I'm like, okay, I know they're really close, and it's super easy. But I was just home for the weekend, and I went and saw The Long Walk with my dad on Friday. And I haven't read the book, the Stephen King book, like the original, but I was really looking forward to this movie because I'm sort of a Cooper Hoffman fan. I thought he was great in Licorice Pizza, and I'm like, I really love him. So I really wanted to see The Long Walk, and it was absolutely fantastic. Adored it. It might be one of the best movies that I've seen this year, and that's coming from someone who has, like, a lot of movies logged on Letterboxd. I think this year I'm, like, almost at 100. I could be lying. I might be at, like, 52, and I'm completely, like, spreading farce. But it was so good. It made me sob, like, multiple times. There were, I'd say I cried, which, like, not a shock for me with movies. Oh, so I actually have seen 66 movies this year. I lied, but whatever. I'm not the best judgment when it comes to, like, oh, this movie made me cry, because I'd say, like, every movie makes me cry. But this one for sure got me at least 5 times, and I was like, oh, I was not expecting it to be this sad. But I do highly recommend going and seeing it. It was super good. Fantastic. Coming from a cinephile themselves, go watch The Long Walk. It was super awesome. I also found out my family's getting a cat when I was home. She arrived yesterday. Well, my it was like a whole thing with my sister's friends where they found this stray cat and they were like, well, can she come live at your house? And my parents were like, okay, sure. You know, just the usual Basset bleeding heart, typically. And so we now have another cat, which is insane. So we've gone from two cats to three and three dogs. Just a little bit of lore. But I'm super excited about that because I didn't get to see her when I left. I left on Sunday morning at like 11 and then the cat got dropped off at 2:30. So it's really sad, but reading week is coming up and I'm super excited to see the cat. And I'm like, I'm so excited. It's been a while since we've had like a new addition to the Basset family. Anyway, what I have up next is Broken Social Scene with 7-4 Shoreline. And then after that, it is Metric with Help I'm Alive. Another stacked Canadian indie rock, heavier, like I was saying earlier, this episode is mostly indie rock. I sometimes play a little bit of folk and indie folk and whatever, blah blah blah, but today is heavy on indie rock, which is super super cool and super fun. So I hope you guys enjoy the next couple songs and then I'll be back.
keeps beating like a hammer.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. If you are just tuning in, you've missed out on a stacked 2 hours of music. I feel like stacked is my recent word, but I've said stacked like 5 times, so have like a shot of espresso each time I say stacked and you'll be buzzed. But anyway, what I was saying, this is Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. hoping, like I said earlier, to brighten your day and make Mondays a little bit less Monday. What I just had playing was Help I'm Alive by Metric. I've only got 2 more songs left for today, which is insane. Time flew by so fast. And it is Wolf Alice with Passenger Seat. This is from the new album. And then after that, it is Wet Leg with Pokemon, which is another one from their new album. A super fun new music out the past couple of months, which has been so great. I don't know. I've been struggling recently with like finding new music, and I'm like, well, why don't I just listen to new releases? Like, that's so dumb to not. But I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, ugh, I don't know what to listen to. So I'm hoping I can like ease that for people, because that's the worst feeling ever, where like none of the music you're listening to is what you want to listen to. It's like, it feels like I have brain fog or something, or like senioritis, but for music. I don't know how to describe it, but I'm going to call it senioritis for music, because it's like I don't know what to listen to and I don't know what to do with myself, which is not the best feeling in the world, but it's still lit. I was saying earlier, I was just home for the weekend and it was super nice. It was a nice little reset being away from Kingston for like 4 days. Went to Toronto. It was my friend's birthday. We went to a Tilt Arcade Bar, which is just like it's like Kingston used to have Barcadia, I think. I wasn't around when they had it, but it's just like a bar with a bunch of arcade games. It's so fun. I highly recommend, if you're in Toronto, go to Tilt Arcade Bar. It was so awesome. I have started a new bit where I went to Spirit Halloween over the weekend and found this like Scream Mask type voice changer thing. So it's like you have different settings. I wish I brought it, because otherwise I'd do a demonstration. But I also don't want to like horrify people at like 9 in the morning. That would be awful. But it's this like voice changer thing, and it has a bunch of different settings, and you can make it like deep voice, high pitch. There's like a robot one. And so my new bit is I carry it around with me and pull it out and like use it when I'm out in public. And I was using it at Tilt Arcade Bar, and I'd say like my friends and I were probably like the youngest in the crowd, and we were standing outside, and I pull out this like Spirit Halloween $15 voice changer, and there's like a crowd of probably like middle-aged men like being like, what is this girl doing? Like, she's crazy. What's going on? But it's my new favorite bit. I was like using it for my parents when I was home. It's really fun, and I think I'm just gonna start carrying it around with me, and like when I get really bored, go up to like, I don't know, Kogro or something, and order using this voice changer and hide it so people don't know like it's coming from me. I think that would be really funny. Maybe I'm like a child, but I do think that would be so fun, and maybe I'll bring it on the air and use it and then pretend like nothing changed and just have a different voice for an entire episode and then be like, come back normal, and it's like me again. So if you do tune in next week and I have a really deep voice or a really high voice, pretend I didn't say anything. Just go along with it. Anyway, that's it for me today. This is Wolf Alice with Passenger Seat. Enjoy the rest of your week. Have a great Monday and a great week 5.
Time to think of a fellow this before you know my life, and the song that's playing. You wanna go for it?